Ian, just your reaction to the performance, first of all.
It was a game of two halves for us, performance-wise. First half, not up to the standards we set at the football club. Second half, absolutely fantastic. So, you know, performance-wise, you know, it was a bit up and down, but result-wise, absolutely delighted.
Did you have a word at half-time?
Yeah, because it wasn't acceptable. And, you know, we can't go on starting games like that because we'll find ourselves out of sight at half-time if we continue to do that. So, listen, I had to go. The players at half-time, but in fairness to them, they show great character. They come out all guns blazing. We got the goal very quickly, and then we never looked back.
Yeah, Mark Whitley's two goals were super strikes.
Yeah, wonderful goals. Wonderful goals from Mark. Great technique, you know. He's blasted one, he's killed another, and both goals outside the box. And you know, he just looks like scoring every time he takes the pitch, which is great for him.
Yeah, the second goal probably wasn't as good.
No, that was only from 18 yards that he bent into the top corner. So, look, he's playing really, really well. Danny's goal is a little bit fortunate, you know, but he's bought a ticket. He's gone on a great run, and you know the keeper's going to be disappointed, but we'll take it.
Yeah, it's a 2-goal advantage, but the tie's not over.
Absolutely not. No, not with us.
No, how are you going to approach the second leg?
The same as we approach the. The Linfield and Glentoran games, we'll try and score the first goal. We managed to against Linfield. We didn't manage to against Glentoran, but we got a reaction from the players. And that's what we'll be trying to do. If we score the first goal, it basically puts the game to bed. So we'll be desperately trying to do that in 2 weeks' time, and hopefully that'll be the case.
Yeah, we have some players on yellow cards. Would it be ever your intention to maybe rest some for the second leg?
No. We've got four players on the bench at the moment, you know, and, you know, if I put two of them in, it's the two strikers, and neither one of me strikers, I think, are on yellow cards, so unless I'm playing one of them right back and one of them centre mid, I'm going to have to go with what we've got. The players will be aware of the fact that they're on yellows, but it will by no means stop them from competing in the second leg.